Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. And we want to get straight to our guest, Illinois GOP Chairman Tim Schneider, who we've got on the phone right now. Tim, good morning to you. Welcome back.
Hey, glad to be with you, Mark. Good morning to you.
Absolutely. You know, I read in the Tribune about your lawsuit against J.B. Pritzker. What forced this?
Well, it's really time for all Illinoisans to push back on this governor. This lawsuit highlights the selective and arbitrary nature of Governor Pritzker's executive order regarding group gatherings. Some groups can exercise their First Amendment rights while others face restrictions and potential criminal penalties for violating the governor's order. And we decided that it was time to push back. While the governor can do, you know, he can send his family to Florida and to Wisconsin and actually participate in rallies where there are thousands and thousands of people without social distancing, he's restricting other Illinoisans to groups of not more than 10. And we think it's wrong, and so we decided to file this lawsuit against him.
Wow. I mean, you know, living over here on the Missouri side of the river, I saw what Governor Parson's done. I mean, he wasn't the first one on board with the stay-at-home order. He ultimately issued that, and then he wasn't the first one to reopen the state. But as of yesterday, I believe most of Missouri, except for the urban centers, has reopened for business. It seems like Governor Pritzker's got a model for how to do this right next door. He just won't cooperate.
Well, Governor Pritzker seems to only have a model to shut down the state of Illinois and put us in really dire financial straits. And I think the only way he's hoping that we can get out of this is a federal bailout. Right now, we're seeing many, many. I just spoke to a woman from Southern Illinois yesterday and said that a large event that they'd held in Illinois was there for decades and decades, is now going to Lake of the Ozarks this year with all the revenue and the hotel rooms and the restaurant receipts all going to Missouri now that was always in Illinois. And they hope that it'll come back, but likely will never maybe even come back to Illinois, this event. This is crippling businesses. People are leapfrogging to Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Indiana, where there are less restrictions, while Governor Pritzker is on this 28-day cycle where we move into phase four potentially, you know, in a couple of weeks here.
Yeah, I'm feeling for the folks over in Southern Illinois who are in the sound of my voice, because I've been to Sparta on a number of occasions. My son was a trap shooter. We've been over there to the World Championships before, and losing that business, I mean, that complex over there was largely built up and improved to accommodate that business. For them to have to move it to the middle of Missouri this year, you're right. That's just one great example of the economic damage that's being wreaked across Illinois right now.
There's no question about it. And for the governor to be able to egregiously travel wherever he wants to, and then potentially put small businesses in jeopardy and threaten to fine them and have them face criminal prosecution and jail time potentially for violating it, just to want to put food on their tables and provide a livelihood for employees, seems ridiculous to me. So we decided to file this lawsuit against the governor, and hopefully your listeners will understand that even in phase four, if we get to phase four at the end of the month, that restricts the amount of people gathering to 50. And beyond that, the governor says we won't get to phase five, where we can actually host weddings and funerals, festivals, youth sports gatherings, until we have a vaccine. So that could be a year away before we have any of these large large gatherings. And I think that's just awful for the state of Illinois and the people that live in it.
Yeah. Illinois GOP Chair Tim Schneider, my guest this morning. A couple of minutes left here. Any comments on what's going on up in Chicago? Has the party looked at the way Lori Lightfoot and the governor have handled these protests and again, at least a couple of weeks ago, some of the rioting that was going on up there?
Well, yes. Even some of the Democratic aldermen have been pushing back against the mayor for her arbitrary nature of where she is putting police forces. She protected the downtown and let the south and west side be assaulted by these rioters and looters. So Alderman Ray Lopez, many people have heard the altercation.
Yes.
on that situation. And yes, it's been bad. I think we need to protect our businesses. We need to, you know, I'm all for peaceful protest, and the death of George Floyd was despicable in how he was treated, and people should have that right to protest, but they need to protest peacefully and to protect individual personal property and businesses of people in Chicago and throughout Illinois and our country.
Well, keep up the good fight, sir. We will follow the lawsuit over there and kind of pay attention to what's going on, and keep us updated, please.
I will, and please come over and spend some money in Illinois, Mark, okay?
Will do. I'll come over and visit my producer, Tricia. She lives in your great state, so we'll get over there and have a cocktail. Thank you.
Sounds great.
All right. Tim Schneider, Illinois GOP chairman. He's trying to drum up business for Illinois. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yep. Somebody needs to.
He's a one-man public relations firm.
It's so weird being down here, though, versus what I'm sure it's like in the Chicago area, because where I live, just across the river, we're already going back out. We're already having gatherings. Mm-hmm. We're already going to restaurants again. Yeah, we're having to eat outdoors mainly, but there's that like indoor-outdoor thing. And I know I've been in businesses with more than 10 people in the past month. So I'm not going to like drop names, but the majority of Southern Illinois seems to just kind of be doing what they want anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird to hear that like technically we're not supposed to have a wedding until there's a vaccine or gather in groups of 10 yet. Like,
unless you're protesting.
Right.
I still like the Tobler approach. Get in a pool with lots of chlorine and drink alcohol. Just have the wedding in a pool.
We've been doing that for months too. So,
of course.
I don't know.
So is everyone else. All right. Protests in Atlanta, murder charges in Atlanta against a cop. We're going to talk it over with Chris Wallace from Fox News coming up. Then Tom Ackerman with more on the possibility of a baseball season. We'll be back.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.